Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Rosh Hashanah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Beis we learned, anything that's called a shofar is kosher for the mitzvah of Kiyas, shofar and Rosh Hashanah. The Tanna told us, Kol HaShofar is Ksherin, and no distinction was made between a shofar that's straight or a shofar that's curved. It's called a shofar, it's kosher. That's true min HaTayra. Now our Tanna is going to teach us that midrabanan, it is a mitzvah lechatchila, that the shofar should be pasha, should be straight and not bent. Later on in Mishnah Hey, we're going to see that Yehuda holds the other way, that the mitzvah and Rosh Hashanah is bedavka to have a shofar that is curved. But let's see what our Mishnah is teaching us. Once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the shofar that's used for kiyas on Rosh Hashanah. There is a mitzvah lechatchila, at least midrabanan, it should be shel Yael, of a chai, which is called a yael. What is a yael? My Rebbe and Cheder teach a steinbuck. It's a kind of a wild goat. And according to this taina, the advantage of the yael is that it's a straight shofar. This taina holds, kol kama de poshet inish daite tvei maiwi. It's better to think straight. I'm not curved. I'm not fancy. I'm a poshet person. That's the proper hachana. That's the proper posture or attitude someone should have in regard to tefillah and Rosh Hashanah. That's what this Tana holds. Now the Tana is going to explain to us what the shofar looked like in the Beis HaMikdash. Not the shofar we use in Rosh Hashanah, but the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. Upiv, the mouth of the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, was mitzupezav, was covered with gold, lekavod yamtiv. Now it doesn't mean mamish, the edge of the shofar, the part that he puts his mouth on. Then it would be pasul. He has to put his mouth onto the bone, but a little bit further up. That's where the gold was. And there were two people standing on the sides, and they blowed together with him, but not with shofaros, rather with trumpets. However, shofar marach, the one who was blowing the shofar, he blew a little bit longer. And the two that were blowing the trumpets, they stopped short. In other words, the trumpets had to stop, and you still had to hear the sound of the shofar. And that was to let everyone know that the mitzvah of today, being that it's Rosh Hashanah, is dafka b'shofar. Now, why do you have to have trumpets at all in the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is because it says b'chatzaitzres, we call shofar, hari lifnei HaMelech Hashem. And lifnei HaMelech Hashem is in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's dafka lifnei HaMelech Hashem. In shul, we definitely don't have any trumpets blowing along with the shofaros. So once again, we learned in our Mishnah that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, according to this Tana, should preferably be of a yael, this type of a white goat, because pashut, the horn is straight, not curved. And the Tana told us in the Beis HaMikdash, the mouth of the shofar was covered with gold, although it doesn't mean mamish, the very edge, because the blower had to have his mouth on the bone, not on the gold. And there were two trumpets blowing along from the side, but they had to stop short to let the shofar continue. You should be able to hear the sound of the shofar after the trumpet stopped to let everyone know Shemitzvah Hayayim is Bashofar. But again, this was only in the Beis HaMikdash. No trumpets in shul.